Superwoman. Pretending for a moment that she's not tough, under the Rotary clothes hoist, the coordinator of the Affirmative Action for Women program buckles. This seems like the hardest job she ever has to do, wrestling with wind and light, the wet clothes slapping her face and knuckling her into corners where sun assaults and the frantic morning pegs down like a sideshow tent while an audience of waiting household tasks boos and jeers. Should never have succumbed to that longing for the smell of sun on sheets. Every other day, she's neat as a nutcracker, no problem getting every hour efficiently between her teeth. Only for a moment now, in a Saturday whirlwind, she slumps and dreams of a life of Laura Ashley curtains, children making cubbies under the pittosporum, and the boredom, sweet boredom, of living below her vocational potential. Fat chance of that, too much face to lose now. A one-time hairdresser turned teacher turned guru for all the weekday women weary of waltzing with wet washing. Her story unrolls before them like a magic carpet, squatting on its painful design. They want to take deep breaths, risk their brains, and try, like her, to fly. Under the Saturday big top, while her new life...
So, we'll pause for a moment and take it from under the Saturday big top.
Under the Saturday big top, while her new life careers away regardless, the life she lost floats out of the scent of soap, as perfect and illusory as bubbles against her skin. She feels her husband, her child. For a moment, a tea towel flares from her hands like a wild wonga wonga vine. She thinks of the gully by that house where defiantly the flowers belled and romped, and for a moment her old self is straining, staining the clean air and riding the bubbles bareback, ripping like the wrung cloth away and up towards the dead hug of trees, far from this sick smell of sawdust churned under her feet. The wind slaps her sensible. Next week, she will have $1 million to peg out on high wires, to coax other women to copy this balancing act. Next week, she will be as bright as a spotlight, flashing her thoughts towards their futures. The wonga vines, she will remember, never lasted, too quickly bred bruises deep in their throats. I live too long in other people's shadows, next week she will say. Next week she will know she has only one life, and she does not want in any way to lose it. But now, reaching alone up to a Rotary clothes hoist, tangled in the unthinking arms of shirts, stunned to sleep in the soap-sweet wrap of sheets, she is simply human, slugged by Saturday, catching her breath. The wonga flowers, she will remember, never lasted, too quickly bred bruises deep in their throats. I live too long in other people's shadows, next week she will say. Next week she will know she has only one life, and she does not want in any way to lose it. But now, reaching alone up to a Rotary clothes hoist, tangled in the unthinking arms of shirts, stunned to sleep in the soap-sweet wrap of sheets, she is simply human, slugged by Saturday, catching her breath.